Hare Krishna. Now is about the time when I'm starting to get ready to write my Vyasa Puja offering to get edited. And I have two sort of similar topics. Usually during the year, I just, if I get some inspiration, I just put it in a file and then collect them. And then when it comes time, sometimes I don't have any, so then I have to just get inspiration. And this year I had two notes, one that I made recently, one from a long time back. In fact, I think it was here. It was here in Mayapur in October, or maybe even in the spring. And this is sort of a common theme, and that was that Srila Prabhupada's great appreciation of his disciples, and also the faith, personal faith and trust that he put in them. The first one comes from when Prabhupada was in Puri. Now this is 1977, and Prabhupada was in Puri, and he was invited to a function. This was inaugurating someone's book. And so Prabhupada went, and there were many many pandas and Brahmins, and Prabhupada started talking about ISKCON as usual, and Rath Yatra. He was talking about how Rath Yatra is spread all over the world, and that Jagannath deities are there, and how local pandas would be very pleased by that. And then at a certain point he got into he says, but you're not letting these devotees come into the temple. And he starts talking about the disciples. This is how they're spreading Krishna consciousness, how they're strictly following the rules, and they're qualified Vaishnavas. And he says, therefore they should be allowed to see Jagannath. He says they want to have darshan of Jagannath. And the Prabhupada starts saying, he says, but if you don't let them in and you discriminate against them, you're committing Vaishnava Aparad. Quite an amazing thing, Prabhupada standing there to all these Puri Brahmins. He's telling them that you're Vaishnava Aparad, and Prabhupada repeats it a couple of times, and says, therefore, he says, you must let them in. And then Prabhupada's ready to leave, and they just remind him, oh, Prabhupada, but you're here to inaugurate this book. And Prabhupada said, yeah, here's this book. I don't know anything about the book or the author, but it's now inaugurated, and that was it. And Prabhupada left. It was, took about that long. So that's a real wonderful thing, Prabhupada's appreciation of his disciples, particularly their willingness to serve and follow him, and also their willingness to take austerities in terms of spreading Krishna consciousness. And the other one I just wrote recently when I was somewhat similar in Udupi, Abhiram Prabhu was talking, and he was saying how She's Prabhupada's nurse. And but he said, I didn't know anything about a nurse. I'm not a nurse. I'm not trained. I'm not educated. And we're doing different things, taking medical information about Srila Prabhupada and so on. But there was no doctor. We didn't know what we were doing. Upendra Prabhu was the servant, and he also knew his service as a servant, but in terms of other things that you need to do for someone who's dying, sick, care, no one was experienced. But of course Prabhupada, he refused. Not only would he refuse doctors and hospital treatment, but he also refused treatment from any other Gaudiya Math Vaishnavas who wanted to do something. Again, Prabhupada had this real trust that whatever Krishna wanted, ultimately that was Prabhupada's faith, was in Krishna, and that's why he didn't want anything else. And whatever Krishna wanted, that would manifest through his disciples. Prabhupada wasn't concerned that he needed someone more qualified, either materially or spiritually or in any way. And so Abhiram Prabhu emphasized that thing, that in one sense the devotees really didn't know what they were doing. Whatever they did right is what Prabhupada told them to do, and they followed that. Other things, they were just hoping that Krishna was guiding them and directing them. And here was Srila Prabhupada, Krishna's emissary, and he just put himself in the hands of inexperienced people, in one sense sort of naive devotees. I say naive because it really didn't cross most of our minds that Prabhupada would leave the world, or that he just couldn't sort of reverse the course of events and the way that the material world and ultimately a body in the material world works. And Prabhupada was just happy, so I have no complaints. Prabhupada was very, very satisfied with that devotion. As I mentioned, those things, devotees had this real faith in Srila Prabhupada, whatever he said that they would do, and that and when he asked them to give up everything and preach and spread Krishna consciousness, then they were willing to do that, whereas so many other cultured, learned Vaishnavas were not willing to make that type of sacrifice. Of course, Prabhupada didn't want his followers, now 40 years after his departure, to remain uncultured or unaware of what Vaishnava Sadachar is about. But still, Prabhupada had great appreciation and affection and love for his followers, which came out on different times or different talks, because they really helped him fulfill the order that he received from his spiritual master, which Prabhupada considered that he wouldn't be able to have done on his own. Anyway, we'll try to put put those together. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.